This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The top three things that cause depression in children. Number one was family violence, to grow up in a home where violence was a part of life. And that was the number one cause of depression in children. Number two was the mental illness of a parent, the second greatest cause of depression in children. And number three was parental divorce. The third leading cause of depression in children was parental divorce. What I'm saying is this: we're affected by our past. You are affected by your past, and some of you are still haunted. You're still bothered. You're still dealing with the past. And all I want to share with you is this, that today I've got news for you. There's somebody who loves you with an everlasting love, who wants to draw you with his kindness, and it's the Lord God Almighty. It's not a guru sitting on top of a mountain. It's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who gave his life on a cross, who said, I love you with that kind of love. And that's good news for somebody. Warren Wiersbe for years was a minister in Covington, Kentucky, just across the river from Cincinnati. Warren Wiersbe wrote one of the most powerful statements, in my opinion, when he said this: nothing is harder to heal than a broken heart shattered by experiences that seem so meaningless. Listen to that again. Nothing is harder to heal than a broken heart shattered by experiences that seem so meaningless. Things that cause death and destruction and depression in people. And you say, why are you mentioning that? Because what is it that gives some meaning to everything that happens in life if it's not the love of God? I don't cling to philosophy in a time of tragedy, and neither do you. People don't turn to their bank accounts and say, this is where we get our comfort in this tragedy today. In our bank account. People don't turn to science. People don't turn to some great writer. We turn to the Lord who says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I've drawn you with loving kindness. I want to just cover verse 9 just very briefly before we close. Verse 9 says, they will come with weeping, and I will pray as I bring them back. I will lead them beside streams of water on a level path where they will not stumble. They will come with weeping. I don't want to read too much into this, but I'm convinced that when the Lord is working in a man or woman's heart, sometimes there is an emotion felt that's not felt in any other time. Pay attention when you feel a lump in your throat. Pay attention when a tear comes to your eye. Pay attention when you're listening to the Word of God and something, conviction, something wells up in you you've never felt before. When you're taking communion and you're worshiping the Lord, and you feel something you've never felt before, it reminds me of verse 9. They will come with weeping. They will pray as I bring them back. Every Sunday, I'm preaching to people who need to come back to the Father. They don't need to come back to church. They need to come back to the Father, like the prodigal son or daughter. Every Sunday, I'm talking to somebody who needs to come back home, not to a church necessarily, but to the Lord himself. And that involves his church as a part of it, I believe. I will lead them beside streams of water. What does that mean? Water always stands for blessing and provision. And the Lord wants to bless. He wants to provide. I really believe that. But more than just things, he wants to provide relief from guilt. He wants to provide release from bondage of bitterness. He wants to release people from their resentments. Streams of water, meaning life and health. Well, I mean it when I say I hope you will hear the last part of this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. This is a life-changing passage. It really is. For a man who's never felt loved, a woman who's never felt loved, a young person who's never really felt loved in life, to be told that the Lord God Almighty says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, that's pretty powerful in your life. Tune in tomorrow to Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.